Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Welcome back on this beautiful Monday. We're just going to get right into it. I guess the biggest thing over the weekend, I'm sure nobody missed it, was the attack by Iran on Israel. I think that was probably the biggest headline starting on Saturday. And going through the weekend, some people did special reports on it. And I guess everybody else that just does the Monday through Friday deal, like myself, is waiting until today to report on it. But that was probably your biggest news story over the weekend. If anybody was wondering how bad the attack was, it has been reported that Iran launched 185 drones, 110 surface-to-surface missiles, 36 cruise missiles, and they're waiting. At that time, you know, people were wondering, what is Israel's response going to be? Good thing that Israel's not being run by a spineless coward like the United States currently is. That's good for them, shame for us. The Biden administration, the White House's response to it was, earlier today, Iran and its proxy operating out of Yemen, Syria, and Iraq launched an unprecedented air attack against military facilities in Israel. I condemn these attacks in the strongest possible terms. At my direction, to support and defend the defense of Israel, the U.S. military moved aircraft and ballistic missile defense destroyers to the region over the course of the past weeks. Thanks to these deployments and extraordinary skills of our service members, we helped Israel take down nearly all of incoming drones and missiles. I've just spoken with Prime Minister Netanyahu to reaffirm America's ironclad commitment to the security of Israel. I told him that Israel demonstrated a remarkable capacity to defend against defend and defeat even unprecedented attacks, sending a clear message to its foes that they cannot effectively threaten the security of Israel. Tomorrow, I will convey to my fellow G7 leaders to coordinate a united diplomatic response to Iran's brazen attack. My team will engage with their counterparts across the region, and we will stay in close touch with Israel's leaders. And while we have not seen any attacks on our forces or facilities today, we will remain vigilant to all threats and will not hesitate to take any necessary actions to protect our people. In other words, he applauded them for doing nothing, for just defending themselves. And more or less in that statement, he doesn't want Israel to have a strong response. Israel should have and did have a response, but we're just going to go back prior to Israel's response. Israel should have had the strongest response. Let me take you back to the type of response that they should have had. Back in 2018, this is a tweet from Donald Trump. On July 22nd of 2018, to the Iranian president, Rouhani, it's all in capital letters. Never, ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer the consequences, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. We are no longer a country that will stand for your demented words of violence and death. Be cautious. Where's that guy at? Oh, that's right. We kicked him out of the White House, or he got kicked out of the White House because the radical left doesn't like people that speak from a position of power. That's the guy you need in the White House. Let me ask you a stupid question, because I know you know the answer, but let me ask you a stupid question. What do you think the response should be from America if Iran launched that type of attack on American soil? to try to take out any American facilities at all. What do you think the correct response would be from us? I personally believe the correct response would be to pretty much wipe Iran off the map. You know, when you look on the map, when you look in the globe, you just see a hole in the ground. That would be the correct response. And that way you understand everybody, every country around the world, if slap yourself if you even think of having a thought about doing something like that to us. Just pimp slap yourself because we ain't going to tolerate it. That's how great nations keep everything in check. We don't have to do it. But if you do step up to the plate, if you want to take a shot at the title, we're going to just slap you down. And we're going to slap you down so hard that the rest of the world is going to just jump back and fear God. God forsaken. Yeah. We need that moment. That's how you keep everybody in check. No, don't mess with them. Leave them alone. You remember what happened 100 years ago to Iran? Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea to dismiss those guys. You probably want to leave those ones alone. Hey, leave that one alone, man. Of course, Joe Biden has a different opinion. He thinks you should try to solve this diplomatically. We should just talk this out. You can fire over 300 missiles at my country, and we'll just talk about it. We're not going to do anything. We're going to talk about it. What do you think the terrorists think if you say, hey, we're just going to talk about it instead of having a legitimate response for them and a harsh response for him? What do you think that they would think to themselves? Oh, this is easy. We're going to do this all day long. These guys want to talk? Here, talk to this missile. It's amazing. It's amazing how weak this guy is and how he tries to weaken the rest of the world. And I'm glad that there are still world leaders that don't listen to anything that Biden has to say, because anything that he says is just incoherent rambling anyways. So why bother and listen to anything he had to say? You think Biden actually had any input at all in that statement? That was whoever his team put that together. He had no input in that whatsoever. Biden has nothing to do with that. Biden is just a weak, decrepit old man that, to be honest with you, has no business being anywhere near the White House. He has no business being in Congress. He just needs to go and retire and let him put him in his little robe and his Depends, and he can sit in front of Saturday morning cartoons all day and eat his bowls of cereal. That's about as much as he should be doing. He shouldn't be doing anything more difficult than that. I mean, the guy is so weak. The guy screws up everything. There's nothing that this guy does good. We talk about geopolitics all the time and that he screwed them all up. I mean, it's just there. What decisions does this guy make that are any good? Here's a good example. In the United States, we know how bad things are. Okay, you know that he has screwed up our economy. He is screwing everybody up. But to give you some more updated numbers. Okay, soaring gas prices. Gas prices, right after Biden took office, everybody knows gas prices went absolutely crazy. I mean, it was, you were getting regular gallons of gas, at least down here. I can only speak for the area that I live in, that were tipping near $5 a gallon for regular gas. That's insane. Diesel, it was killing me. Diesel, I was going to lose a lot of weight there because I was about to get a bicycle and just start riding my bike to work because you just can't afford to drive. Although they did go back down for a bit, they never returned to Trump level. I would say the best they ever got was they were probably 75 cents to a dollar away from Trump levels. But over the course of the last year, they've been up an additional four, or not even last year, basically since the 2024 began. So it's, 4 months. The price increases on fuel have been up 14% this year alone. 14%. That doesn't look good for him. It's not good for us financially, and it doesn't look good for him going into 2024. Some states are getting hit a lot harder than others. Utah, you guys have had it worse. You soared 60 cents a gallon since the beginning of the year. Alaska's 55 cents a gallon. Oregon, 43 cents a gallon. And Illinois and California are seeing even worse prices than that. Retail store closures, because the economy is so great. Two of the biggest driving factors of retail store closures are, number one, people are not spending their money, and number two, it's all of the crime and theft. The rate of retail closures is up by 30% over 2022. The total closures are 5,463, according to the Daily Mail. It's big name stores and smaller chains. some of the bigger name stores that are affected that everybody knows about: Macy's, Bed Bath & Beyond, Walgreens, Rite Aid, Family Dollar, Foot Locker, Office Depot, Petco, Target, and even some Walmart stores, because they're not immune to losing business, or they're not immune to crime. So even these massive stores are losing people. And the number of small businesses that have been lost, I mean, I'd have to do some real digging, but the number is probably astronomical. Job numbers. You know, we talk about jobs. How good is your economy? Your economy is good when you're creating jobs. Every quarter, Joe Biden's office and the media have been telling you how wonderful Biden's record of jobs have been. However, that's not true. We talked about this. I don't remember how long ago I did this in an episode, but 11 out of the last 13 job reports have been revised downwards, meaning that there's a higher number of jobs created, and then quietly there's this reduction later on in real time when the real numbers became known. 11 out of the last 13. That means for at least a solid year almost. You're 1 month shy of a solid year. The trend, since it's been revised down, there have been no jobs. You've been losing jobs. The Federalist noted that many of the new jobs being created are not full-time jobs, which makes it even worse. So they're part-time jobs. Americans are having to take on extra jobs just to make ends meet. That's why you're seeing all the creation of these part-time jobs. Ran into a guy the other day that was telling me he works two jobs. He gets no days off at all. He works his normal five-day-a-week job, and then he works part-time in the evenings and all on the weekends at Little Caesars, of all places, to make ends meet. It's horrible thinking you don't even get a day. You don't get a day for downtime. You work every single day. There is no sleeping in. There's nothing. And he has to do it to feed his family. And that's the economy that we live in. Otherwise, you're going to come to the next problem that Biden has: evictions. Evictions are up by 78.6% since 2021. It's another metric showing that middle and lower income Americans are being hit hard by Biden's economy. People are being evicted from their homes at huge rates because they can't afford the mortgages or rent payments. According to, the Associated Press, evictions are 50% higher in some cities and overall than they were under President Trump. The rise is pretty disheartening. It's up 78.6% since 2021. The Wire added that there's been at least 970,000 evictions filed in the last year alone. Foreclosures are up by 10% just since January. Foreclosures on homeowners is up because Biden's America sucks. Again, people can't pay their rents. It was also reported by the Associated Press that evictions have skyrocketed by at least 50% since January. We're only talking about the first quarter of the year. We're in April. It's 4 months. Bankruptcies. Unsurprising to the numbers that I'm giving you, you're having bankruptcies. They go hand in hand with evictions and foreclosures, and the rate of personal bankruptcies has also jumped up by 13% since September of last year. So more and more people are filing for bankruptcies. Business bankruptcies are even worse, soaring almost 30% in the last 6 months, up from 13,125 to 17,051. Homelessness. You're always good when eviction notices, foreclosures. Well, where do people go? They got to go somewhere. Not everybody is blessed in the same way that maybe you or I or somebody else would be, where you have family members or friends that are willing to help you out and take you in. Or maybe just by the skin of your teeth, you find that one place that you can manage to make the payments at. A lot of people end up going homeless, and homeless families, not just by themselves. It's not surprising that these numbers are the way they are, but homelessness is up by 12%. The officials say that 650,000 people were homeless in January. That's the highest number ever seen in the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development since they've been tracking this issue. That's how bad this economy is. And if you think things aren't going to get worse, they're going to just continue to get worse up until 2024. If Joe Biden was to win, it'll get worse from there. I mean, you could see we're on a decline. We're on a heavy decline right now. It's getting harder and harder to find a full-time job that can pay the bills. It's extremely difficult. Yeah, they're changing everything around you. Okay, your people, they're kicking minimum wage up to $15 an hour. Therefore, people are having to charge more to afford the labor, or what they're doing is they're getting less labor, and you're going into these stores, and it's longer wait times, and they don't have the products, and you can't get the help that you need in stores because they don't have the staff to help you out because you can't afford to pay them. You know, nine out of 10 times, what they're doing is raising prices to compensate for the amount of money that they're paying out. You know, $15 an hour back in the day was a maybe 10 years ago, was a decent starting place for an adult. It's on the lower end, but at least if you start there, you're going, okay, you know, 15 bucks an hour, I start here, and you look towards the future and be like, all right, well, I'll be up here soon, and this is somewhere where I can just kind of get moving, right? Not anymore. 15 bucks an hour, it's chump change. Yeah, I mean, you can't eat. You can't go get lunch for yourself for under 20 bucks anymore, at least where I live at. Maybe you live in a different area, but where I live at, probably the best place that you can go and keep it under $20 is if you go to Publix and get a Publix sub and a bag of chips and a drink from Publix. You get to be around maybe 13 bucks. And that's best case. And not a bad lunch. Don't get me wrong. Not a bad lunch. But if you go anywhere else, even friggin' McDonald's, you're going to spend 20 bucks on yourself to eat something that's substantial that's going to keep you going throughout the day. It's crazy. This is Joe Biden's America. Imagine how it's going to be if this guy was to win re-election. Imagine how bad things can get. Because this is just the beginning. It can get a whole lot worse. 4 more years of this and we're already on this decline. What would America look like 4 years from now? I can assure you, you will not recognize the country that you live in. This is why he cannot win re-election. This is why Trump must win this round. We must return back to a more sane time. Forget about mean tweets. That's gone. It's out the window. Forget about mean tweets. What we need is we need somebody mean in the White House that's going to assist us in getting back on our feet. It's going to correct the ship. Somebody that actually knows what they're doing. And you know what? It takes a tough personality to do that. And sometimes you're not going to like to hear what that person has to say. Sometimes people that speak the truth and have the tough things to say, it is just what it is. You know, girl backbone, stop being so sensitive, because that's the stuff that needs to be heard sometimes to get things in order. It's just the way it is. We got to send Biden packing. Otherwise, best of luck to all of us.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.